for lack of a better word, I'm going to use the word biased. And I think it's really obvious where I stand, but I just want to make it as clear as day for my own self. I will never in my life ever again see Israel as legitimate. And also, I will never see the Israeli regime, the Israeli government, these bloodthirsty Zionists, as anything other than like Nazi copycats that are committing mass murder. I am heavily biased towards the Palestinian people. I have seen too many dead people in different ways that I have never seen before in my life. And then also watching day-to-day documenting of people being starved and like thirsted to death. I don't know the word for that in my head right now, for having like not getting water, dehydrated. Oh my God, being dehydrated to death. Jesus Christ. So there's that. Then there's also the fact that for me, I do not see Hamas as a terrorist group. I see Hamas as a resistance movement. I view Hamas the same way I view the Black Panthers. And that is kind of scary to admit, but it's the way that I feel. Okay? Because they are resisting a very violent and heavy oppression by the Israeli government. So there's that. Excuse me. I just thought I'd say that. Because, like, I just want to make it very clear, that's never going to change for me. At all. I also believe that and really hope that with enough pressure, the state of Israel, as we know it, its systems will just be dissolved. Citizenship will be restored back to all Palestinians. No different levels, no blue, green, red, access, whatever. And when I say that, that doesn't mean, oh, I'm totally for Palestinians, go the ones that are left, to go and, you know, fucking commit mass murder on all and on the Israeli citizens that live on the stolen land. No. There is a way to, of course, maintain people where they are, but also restore what was taken from them. And something that I'm noticing is that a lot of Israeli citizens, they're not from Israel. So it's not like if they had a fucking problem with Palestine being restored, like, legitimately as a country. Or would it be a state? I don't fucking know. See, I'm still always, what I say, take it with a grain of salt. It's just opinions. They could just go back to wherever they came from, honestly, if they didn't like it. But I have, like, I hope that it would get to the point where people could just live their lives. You know, like when the Berlin Wall was knocked down, like that, okay? It's not the smoothest of transitions, but it's a fucking start, and it's totally possible. You know? It's not even the Berlin Wall. There's also, you know... never mind. Just... you get what I'm saying. I do not want to live in a world or recognize the legitimacy of an occupying power. I don't think I forgot about my home. My home country. there is a lot that I'm grappling with about the U.S., especially as a Mexican-American. As I don't even like using that anymore. I'm just going to say Chicana, because that's what I feel. Like, I have no direct ties. I don't know of any of my native ancestry anymore. I mean, I could probably ask my Aunt Eva. She probably knows what my great-great-grandmother, like, what tribe she was from. But either way, I don't know. I don't have no direct ties to that. I was born here in America, on American soil. I am an American, but I am also a part of a group that, even through, like, mass assimilation, we still are not what Americans were originally intended to be in this really white colonial system. So, like, I am where I am. My home is where I lay my head, and I've laid my head for 30 years in Florida, okay? In the United States. And I want to take care of it. I don't want to hate my country. I don't want to hate my government. But we got some massive fucking problems. So, like, when I talk about Gaza, when I talk about Israel, I know that it also, it's like a mirror reflecting right back at me, at all of us. And we are incredibly fucked up. So yeah, I've got beef with my own country. There are things I want to talk about. There are things that I want to do to help make things better in any way I can before I die. You know, I really hope I die in old age, a pretty calm death. I am now, like, ever since 2020, especially, mortality, I mean, it's always been on my mind, but it was heavy on my mind, especially 2020, same as everybody else, because a whole bunch of people were dying, still are, but anyway, I'm realizing and really understanding that me being able to get older and die in old age was never guaranteed. And you gotta celebrate a win when you get a fucking win. And I really hope I can make it past 63. Shit, at this point, like, with my mom, she had dementia, was diagnosed with it at 50. I would like to be 50 and still have my mind. Like, that shit scares me. Like, I force myself, I don't know if it helps, but, like, taking fish oil every fucking day, and I shouldn't stress out so much, but, I mean, that's life. I want to try and take care of myself to see if I can, like, me and my brain can make it into that. I want to get old. I want to get old. Okay? And I don't think I ever thought about that before. I know I've talked about never, like, when I had my birthday, and I mentioned how I, at like 18, I never thought I'd see past it. Maybe like 2021, but like, I never planned to be alive this long. Not because I was suicidal, but simply because, I don't know, I've just been surviving so long. And I did never really take a moment to think about the long term. I always felt like the long term wasn't promised to me. Ever. Like, I would die young. And who knows, maybe I will. But I'm hoping I can get old. I don't even know how, like, oh my God. I know I'm jumping from subject to subject. I need to go get myself something to eat. Man. I think I've been very clear about where I stand. My comments on Israel's ICJ rebuttal, or the rebuttal at the International Court of Justice. It really reminded me of when my kids fight and they're like, no, it was this, it was that, it was this. It was like, there's no sense of accountability. It's just gaslighting and like heavy blame. I'm not surprised at all. And I just hope that it will be enough that there are so many of us that support South Africa going forth to the ICJ, trying to get the ball rolling on having the Israeli government and even the US government, hopefully, like the dominoes, like when they fall, have them pay, have us pay. We even though I never consented to it, I'm still a part of this fucking machine. Like, we need to pay that. And even if some sort of like fiscal reparation is given, it's never gonna make up. It's not gonna bring these people back. And that makes me want to cry. It's I fucking hate this. And you know what? I'm not weak for crying. I'm definitely not weak for crying. I'm not weak for being sad, because I said it before, I'm gonna say it again. Genocide, mass murder for anything. Land, oil, I don't fucking care. Whatever it is. Some sort of resource, power. It's not normal. That is not the standard. Well, it shouldn't be the standard, but the only reason it's the standard is because colonial powers, aka abusers, are the ones making the standard. But that's not the way it's supposed to be. And I think that that way of thinking, it can be seen in everything. Like, even down to the smallest interaction. Like, you have to go out of your way to be mean, brutal, and vicious. It costs you more energy to be mean, brutal, and vicious. The ebb and flow of things is not constant, torturous loss. I can't wait for that to be the new normal. You know? I can't wait to get older and live in a world where people understand the collateral damage cannot be... You can't put that title or that label on people's lives. Because life has value just because it exists. Like, even now, like, I can hate a Zionist. I can hate a Nazi. I can hate the Proud Boys. I can hate Trump. But I'm going to tell you right now, even though I don't know how to live with them on the same fucking planet, I don't feel a murderous rage to just go and kill people that think like they do. And I don't understand how they can see regular ass people and just feel this dominance, this superiority, this bloodthirst shit that just makes them be like, you know what? I want to fucking kill these people. They don't deserve to breathe. I'll never understand it. I'm all about defense, but I don't want to hurt anybody. I just want to live, and I want to see other people live. And after seeing so much death, and I'm not even like seeing it in real life. Like, it's on my phone. If you have been alive, if you've been alive all this time with me, from October 2023 until now, you know. And it's not even the only thing happening. The new standard, it's coming around. It will be normalized. It has to be, or we're fucked. I don't want things to be like Mad Max or whatever. I'm hungry. And that's a privilege in itself right now, to be able to just go into a place and fucking get something to eat. Look up, if you haven't, ICJ, South Africa, Israel. Look up the court case, okay? I'm still learning about the difference between the ICJ and the ICC. I'm trying to learn a bit about international law, how that works. What I'm doing right now, I shouldn't be telling anybody what to do, but I suggest, I have been very adamant on purchasing, especially when I eat out, if I can, like, food locally. I have not been to McDonald's or Starbucks, excuse me, since October, and I don't ever plan on going back. Oh my god, why am I burping so much? And what I have found for me in Broward County, the amount of small but very, like, efficient, clean, well-stocked, you know, local grocery markets, whether it's Middle Eastern, like some sort of Asian, okay? Or, you know, there's a whole bunch of other ones. There's like, what, isn't Indian also Asian? I don't know. Whatever. Try and purchase your groceries as locally as you can. Because we have a lot of options here in South Florida. Like, I cannot believe that we are right under the boons. But, like, here in the Tri-County area, the amount of diversity and options we have to buy all types of food, whether it's already prepared or at a fucking grocery store, is amazing to me. And since this boycott, like, I still at times have to go to Publix and Aldi's, but there are a lot of things that I can either go without or that I switch for in another store. Okay? Just try and be more intentional with how you spend your money. Like, whose hands is it going into? And I'm really trying to do that. Do I think it's gonna make a mountain of difference? No. But everyone together, I mean, it's gotta make something. And the time is gonna pass anyway, so I would rather continue to try in both big and small ways. Big ways when I can, small ways all the time. And, you know, just keep learning and keep talking. Like, I've cried before about the fact that I was like, you know, no one's talking to me about this in real life. Nobody, and when I say in real life, what I mean is, like, in my life here in this bubble where I am in Broward. But I realized that if nobody is, I get to be that person that talks about it. Is it easy? No. It's exhausting. But still, I know that it is something worthwhile doing because I don't want to forget. And I felt that way when I learned about the Holocaust with my fifth grade teacher, Miss Dobrin, who made it a point to teach us about the Holocaust. It was always to never forget. And I intend on doing that with what's happening now, the genocide happening now to the Palestinian people, the same way I have for all Jews, with the shit that went down, with the genocide that happened, the mass murder that happened in between, what was it, 1939 and 1945. That's about it. The last recording I did was really sad, and I am sad, but we don't got time for that. Or I have time personally. I can cry on my own and feel dismal and not be able to function all that well, like, in my own spare time. But if there's something that I want to record, I definitely want it to always, I mean, I want it to be real, but I also want the main thing to be hope. God, that sounds so corny. Oh my God. But whatever. Okay. It's Saturday. I still have to do my grocery shopping. And I forgot my list. So I forgot what I needed. So I gotta go back for that. And I gotta eat. I forgot to eat. Oh my God. But yeah. You have yourself a good life.